Nash Rewilla, who's joining us on HQ. Good morning to you, Nash.
Good morning.
Good book today. We'll start with race two. You jump on board Connemara. She's been the bridesmaid this campaign with four straight seconds. She certainly deserves a victory.
Yeah, absolutely. Hoping to turn that round. Find this is a nice race for her. Lovely draw. Should just get a nice run there on the speed and be very competitive. You know, it's hard to knock her form. Mm. Ran into a good one last time, so just hoping we can get there today.
Race three, you're on concrete for Joe Cleary. He's a fast horse, Nash.
Yeah, big, bold, strong-looking bugger. Certainly an interesting ride. He knows how to win. He's sort of won his last four, and first up today, and I guess we get a bit of an idea where he's going. Is it Kosciuszko race coming up that he'd be eligible for? So hopefully he can show that he's come back in good form and on track for that.
In that same race, you won on Making Whoopee the other day. You can't make the weight here. What'd you make of her?
Oh, really nice. Really nice. It was second start in a race last time and jumped brilliantly, and we were able to sort of take up the front and kicked away on the corner there. It was a great win, and she's a horse that you'd expect would only improve and lightly raced, you know, so certainly be one of the main chances.
November Man in race four, he likes the track and distance. You might suit him.
Yeah, look, I hope so. I trialled him the other day. It was only a very quiet trial. I didn't switch him on at any stage, just kept him shut down, and he just basically had to gallop around and felt good. And as you say, he's got very good consistent form at the track and distance, and with the speed on, if he just lets the speed go as he normally does, and hopefully he can power him over the top of him late.
Command is a good ride in race five. He's he has to be one of the good chances here.
Yeah, definitely. He's going to make his own luck, you know, just jump well and be positive and see how it pans out the race. But he's obviously, he's going to put himself right on the bunny and be another terrific chance on the day with those scratchings out. It's made the race a lot more open.
Etymology for Godolphin, he's a bit of a long shot, but can pull a run out fresh.
Well, I think he can. Yeah, I think he's obviously a above average stayer, but as we all know, they can pull out a run fresh. And he's a couple of trials he's had, he's just sort of cantered round, but looked really good late. So, just a nice to have a ride for the stable, and hopefully he sort of shows that he's finishing off well and come back in good form.
Did you ride Ren's Day in the trial?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you make of him?
I was really taken by him. He's a beautiful, strong horse, terrific attitude, and he'll be the one to beat in the race for sure. He's got a lot of class about him.
Okay. Falcon Island resumes from a long spell in race eight for good supporters in Dynamic.
Yes. I've had a little bit to do with this horse at the track, and I've rode him quite a few gallops and been taken by him on a few occasions. He's a really nice galloper, and he's sort of going to go forward and put himself on the speed. And he certainly had the work. He's had the grounding to be fit enough to be competitive today, and it looks a nice race for him to kick off in.
And you finish with Legend of Condor. He's been gelded this prep. If he puts his mind on things, he's got the ability.
Yeah, his form sort of tapered off there, whether that was a little bit to do with it. His trial, he looked really keen and looked to sort of sweat up a bit and things like that. So hopefully hopefully we can just get him into a nice rhythm and sort of relax him early and you know, his last 300 could be his best because he's certainly got the ability and, you know, been gelding and having that bit of a spell sort of got him back in good form. He'd be very, very hard to beat, you'd think.
You're back into the swing for the swing of things. You've done an amazing job controlling your weight.
Yeah, I'm really happy with my weight, Duff. It's, I'd nearly go as far as saying it's the best it's ever been in my life. I haven't sort of tried to push too much and ride too light yet, but because I don't want to sort of go trying to pull off an extra kilo and then getting that seesaw situation happening. So happy to just float along, keep working hard, and yeah, it's just, you know, it's been a lot of hard work, don't worry, but I'm very happy with it. It's sort of, I started watching it just after Christmas, so it's I'm sort of getting the rewards now.
Yeah, you're getting good support from various stables, which is a good sign.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I've had tremendous support and, you know, a lot of old connections that have, you know, just wrapped to have me back, and which is great. And, you know, I just hope over the next sort of few weeks that we can sort of pick up a few nice horses for the carnival. And, yeah, really looking forward to it. It's great.
And it's the right time of year to be up and going because there's some big prize money up for grabs in the next few months, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Keep up the good work, mate.
Thank you very much.